Hey everybody, and welcome to a quick Saturday edition of The Press. It's the weekend getting underway at the Masters Tournament. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for being here. This will be a shorter show, maybe like 10, 15 minutes is what I'm aiming for here. Just to give you an update on things happening in the Masters Tournament and then trying to strategize some ways to think about how to bet this weekend. As I mentioned, kind of your live opportunities are best on Thursday evening. So, you know, if you went in and got one of the 13 players that shot 70 or better, you're probably feeling pretty good right now. You've got a number of them here, you know, part of the leaderboard heading into the weekend. But I think you also have a great opportunity today to do some live betting, and you can do it before the leaders tee off. I would not recommend that as much, although you could take your chances here, right? And I'm fine with that. But then also kind of as we get toward the later stages of the afternoon, trying to identify the four players that are going to be in the final two groups. I mean, typically, the winner of the Masters comes from the final group on Sunday. Just kind of tends to work out that way. But really comes from the last two groups. It very rarely does. So we got to think about that. And you got to kind of make your mind up about them quickly before you probably get to 13. You know, get through 12 and then make your choice, right? Because then you got par fives. You can decide whether you think they're going to make birdies or eagles or whatever. But you got to make your choices then and there. And then at that point, I think that's kind of where you shut it down, because I don't think the way the leaderboard is set up, I don't think we're looking at a scenario where you're going to get someone who comes from way, way, way behind to win this thing. If you look at the leaderboard, you got your final pairing, Homa and DeChambeau, -6. You've got Scheffler in there at -6. He's playing with Nikolai Højgaard, who's first, because Scheffler went and made 6-under total last. So they go in front by 10 minutes. Then you got Cam Davis and Colin Morikawa at 225. Then, and they're on 3-under total. Then you've got Ludvig Åberg at 2-under par. He's the only 2-under. And then you've got your 1-unders in Matthew Pavon and Cameron Young and Tommy Fleetwood. And I think a lot of people are thinking about Cam Smith as well. So, yeah, he's a guy kind of sitting in there. I mean, he's sitting there at 1-under, so he's, you know, 5 back. That's not a ton. That's not crazy to come. That's not the biggest comeback, I don't think, in Masters history through 36 holes. So I think there are a lot of people who are going to find themselves putting some money on him today, hoping he can make a solid comeback and get himself just maybe 2 out of the lead and try to find a way in one of those last two groups. And I think that's fair. I mean, he shot 72 yesterday in very difficult conditions. That is absolutely to be commended. If you shot 72 or less yesterday, you did an incredible job. The course average was close to, if not exactly, 75 yesterday, 3 over par. So in very, very difficult conditions, especially for the players who played late, you did something if you were around par. So that's, I think, probably, I mean, maybe the evens still have a chance. So that brings you down to 21 players. Again, we talked about the importance of history and that the top 11 in ties are the ones who have the chance to win after Thursday. And I still very much believe in that. But you also have to consider that wind was crazy yesterday. So that kind of changed things a little bit. It still looks like it's pretty difficult to score today, just the early returns. Again, we're recording this about 12:45 in the afternoon. And you're looking at players on the golf course. Luke List, of anyone who's gotten to the second nine, is having an impressive round. He's 3-under through 13 holes. Hideki Matsuyama's had a nice comeback day today. He was fortunate to make the cut. Thank you to Justin Thomas for moving the cut line. But he's 2-under through 15 on his day. Ricky Fowler is 1-under through 14 on his day. I mean, there are not a lot of players who are scoring particularly well on this golf course today. It's going to be difficult to score. It sounds like it's windier than people expected it to be. The weather forecast called for something closer to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looks like maybe we're getting more like 10 to 15. So that still is, it's not yesterday, but it still is substantial. And I think you've got to kind of decide based on that who you like. Now, I put a tweet out there saying I like Colin Morikawa. He's 12 to 1 right now. He's 3 back of the lead. He's one of the final 3 groups. He's won 2 majors before. I mean, if you look at the players on this leaderboard, You've got Max Homa, who's never won a major. He just had his first top 10 in a major. I'm not saying he can't win. I'm just saying in terms of experience. Bryson's won a major championship, won the 2020 U.S. Open. He's never really had a ton of success on this golf course until the last couple of years. Shot a 66 in the opener, missed the cut. Shot 65 here, shot 73 yesterday in difficult conditions. I don't think he is built to handle the wind as well as maybe a Homa or a Scheffler. I know Scheffler hits it pretty high, but he can flight his iron shots a little bit better, I think, than DeChambeau. DeChambeau likes to play a high baby draw. That could be a concern if the wind does pop up a little bit. Morikawa has won in difficult scoring conditions between the TPC Harding Park PGA Championship and winning the Open. Those are not easy places to win majors. So I'm willing to look at him at 12-1, even though he did not shoot 70 or better in the first round. So he is not one of the 13 players who technically have a chance to win if history holds. Of those players who are anywhere near it right now, right? Because Cam Smith didn't shoot 70 or better. So if you're going to bet on Cam Smith, then you're bucking that trend. If you're betting on Colin Morikawa, you're bucking that trend. If you're betting on Nikolai Højgaard, you're bucking that trend, the historic trends of experience in the Masters. If you're betting on Ludwig, historical trends, you're bucking that trend too. So and Ludwig shot over par in the first round. He did not shoot 70 or less. So if you're betting on him, you're kind of working against history to a degree here. So you have to be cognizant of those things. So of the players who are at even or better through two rounds, here are the players who shot 70 or better. Homa, DeChambeau, Scheffler, Højgaard, Cam Davis, Matthew Pavon, Cameron Young, Danny Willett, Ryan Fox, Ben Ahn, and then your evens, none of them shot 70 or better. So if you're trying to kind of piece together history, you got to be one under or better right now to have a chance to win this tournament, right? There's of the people, the remaining 70s, Will Zalatoris is +2 and on the golf course. Corey Connors is +2 and just started his round. Joaquin Niemann shot 70, shot 78 yesterday. Basically played himself out of it. He's 10 back. That's just too much. So I think you've kind of limited the field down to basically the one unders are better. And then historically, you're probably going to take out Ludwig. You're probably going to take out Nikolai. And you're going to take out guys like Tommy Fleetwood, who never wins in America anyway. You're going to take out Cam Smith, technically. You're going to take out Colin Morikawa, if you're trying to follow trends. That all said, I do like Cam Smith as well. You got to, beware the sick golfer. That's a thing to always think about. He pulled out of the last live event with food poisoning in the second round. So, obviously over that at this point, but maybe there's the kind of beware the sick golfer thing here. And he has played well in difficult conditions, right? Played well in wind, plays well in he's won it open, right? And it was pretty breezy the day he won at the old course. So, and shot 30 on the back nine to do it. He can do it. I think of the players up here, I think you would rule out Pavon for the same reason. I think you would rule out Cam Young. I just don't think he's ready for this. Fleetwood, I would rule out. I don't think I would rule out Danny Willett quite yet. I mean, he had a shoulder injury that's basically prevented him from playing until this tournament, which is pretty remarkable. He came out at 68. Ryan Fox, I do not think he's going to thrive particularly well today, not because I don't think his game can fit. I just think the pressure of the situation might be a little bit much. Same for Ben Ahn. So if we're trying to kind of pare this thing down for value, okay, maybe Cam Smith. Maybe Danny Willett if you're feeling a little crazy. Morikawa I do like. Yeah. Cam Davis, I do like his position because he had a lot of rest. He had a significant more amount of rest than the other players at late tee time. So that stuff does kind of add up. It does kind of help. He's never really found himself quite in this position before. So that may be a little overwhelming. I think I would probably stay away from that. And I'm going to stay away from Nikolai just because I don't think he has enough experience at this stage of the Masters yet. And eventually, he will be a guy I think can win a major, maybe two. So maybe take him out of it. And that all said, you got to look at what the market's telling you, right? So you've got Scottie Scheffler +120. You've got Bryson at 4.5-1, 9-2, depending on how you think about it. You got Max at 5-1. And I thought I saw him at 6-1, so he may have been bet here a little bit. Max has all of the other kind of rubric check marks over the years of Masters winners that we talked about earlier in the week. At least 4 wins, Masters cuts, top 10s in major. You know, he's done those things. So he could fit. Bryson could fit, and obviously Scotty can fit. I think that if you pass Nikolai, you're down to 3 strokes. Then you're looking at Cam Davis and Colin Morikawa. I think Morikawa is the best of those options. He's 12-1. Then you got Ludwig at 18-1, which I just kind of have to rule him out. I don't, just based on history, not because I don't think he can do it. I think he can threaten. Now, if you want to think about an end of round leader bet, round finishing position bet, I could be very interested in that because now you've got him at 35-1 to be the leader after the round. I'm not saying he's going to go shoot 67 or 66. You probably have to shoot at least 67 to get yourself a chance from that position to get to the lead. That's an interesting way to kind of think about it. If you want to look at kind of end of round top 5 players, maybe you want to think about Morikawa and Ludwig because those are plus money plays. The leaders are not. Scheffler's minus 900 to stay in the top 5. Interestingly enough, Homa and DeChambeau are both minus 330. So the market, or at least the bookmakers, are thinking way differently of their chances to remain in the top 5 after today. I do find that interesting and kind of compelling. Maybe you want to consider looking at like a Ryan Fox or Ben On to jump up into that top 5. Maybe a Patrick Reed, 9-1. Maybe he has a good day from that even position, gets into 4-under, and that's good enough to get to the top 5. So those might be interesting ways to play those even guys, those guys that even, if you think one of them is going to have a good day today. You know, Danny Willett is 14, you know, plus 1,400 to be in the top 5 after today's round. That's right now 2 strokes away. So, and you do have dead heat rules probably in effect. Consider that. I think that's at least worth a look at. But maybe you want to play Ludwig. Maybe if you don't think he's going to win, but you want to have a little Ludwig sweat, plus 3,500 to be in the lead at the end of the round. I can absolutely see that happening. And then he realizes the gravity of the situation, and we see what happens from there. Other than that, I didn't really look up any matchups today. Most of them are on the course anyhow. Sepp Straka is interesting to me. I think he can beat Matt Fitzpatrick today, plus 145. That starts in 15 minutes, so you're not even going to probably catch that by the time you get to this. A couple late tee time matchups, maybe. Boy. Cam Davis, plus 170 against Colin Morikawa, minus 205. Those are horrible odds. Scheffler to beat Højgaard is not good. That actually might be kind of interesting, too, because if Scheffler shoots even par and Højgaard shoots like 1-under, that could be a tight one. That could be actually a worthwhile play. So that's just kind of where I am on things right now. Not playing anything live hole props, live, you know, hole-in-one stuff. Nope, I don't want any of that. Just thinking about the tournament at this point. I did have a Bryson bet on first-round leader, 3 holes in. I should have done it 2 holes in. I kind of had the feeling it would have been 18-1 instead of 9-1, but hey, it is what it is. So we've got a little free money to play with here over the course of the weekend. May drop in a little bit, a couple of bets, but we'll see. But they will not be official plays. They will be kind of sprinkles, so to speak. So I hope you have a great weekend of betting. We will try to talk about the same stuff tomorrow morning with everything settled in the third round, knowing what we know about the end game of the tournament, and maybe some matchups there. But I think this is going to be a really interesting day today and hopefully a profitable one for you, or at least a profitable weekend as we get through to the end of the tournament. That's going to do it for me. Get a hold of me, Ryan, at the Golf News Net. You can get a hold of me on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Ryan Ballingy. And I'm on Facebook and YouTube at Ryan Ballingy Golf. And Golf News Net's on all of those services at the handle Golf News Net. And you can join us at Golf News Net for $40 a year. Become a member at golfnewsnet.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Good luck with all your bets today.